The Minerals Management Service is planning to study subsistence activity along the North Aleutian Basin to prepare for opening up the area for an oil and gas lease sale proposed for 2011. For member station KDLG, Adam Kane reports.
The three-year, $340,000 study, which will be used to evaluate potential mitigation measures and stipulations, was awarded to Idaho State University. Public Affairs Officer for the MMS Alaska Region, Robin Casey, explains what they will be looking for.
Subsistence activities are very important to rural communities, and we want to know or learn how subsistence is how prevalent subsistence is in the area, how the sharing occurs, so we can better tailor our sale to minimize any impacts on local communities.
Those communities included in the study are Port Hyden, Nelson Lagoon, Akatam, and False Pass. Those villages are the main areas of focus due to their proximity to the proposed sale area. They will not, however, be studying the northern Bristol Bay region, which is one of the proposed development's biggest opponents. From the study, the MMS will gain a detailed description of the types and amounts of food resources that are harvested in those communities. Sectors of the distribution network are also being studied for vulnerabilities that could occur as a result of industrial development. A study this in-depth will take some time to complete.
It's a three-year study, so they will be starting in a few months going to individual villages. They'll be doing interviews, surveys of adults in the village about subsistence practices and try to put together a baseline data set on subsistence needs and activities in the areas.
Following the three-year study, Idaho State University will prepare a report outlining their findings, and that report will be completed just in time for the proposed oil and gas lease sale, which is also set to begin in 3 years. Casey says this will be one of many studies that will be considered when drafting the final environmental impact statement.
Because we haven't had a lease sale in this particular area for a number of years, we are sponsoring a number of studies to help bring us up to date on the environmental and social conditions in the area, subsistence, areas that we need to consider for special protection because they're a very discrete ecosystem, endangered species, all of that. All of those study reports will be considered while we're doing the draft and final environmental impact statement, and then all of that information will be used to make the decision on whether or not to hold the sale.
People in the northern Bristol Bay region who want to submit comments to the MMS still have the option.
They can send comments to MMS about their subsistence use and any sharing that they do, and we will send it to the study coordinator here within MMS.
Comments are encouraged and can be submitted through email directly to the MMS at akwebmaster@mms.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Adam Kane.